From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at armed Iranian patrol boats as they sped toward the American warship at the Strait of Hormuz Sunday, the entrance to the Persian Gulf. A U.S. defense spokesman Monday said the group of four fast-attack boats of the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps ignored multiple attempts to warn them away by the USS Mon, including the use of flares, a siren, flashing lights, and a ship whistle. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The actions were unsafe and unprofessional. These, of course, are the actions that were taken by the Iranian vessels. At this point, the United States does not know what the intentions of the Iranian vessel were, but the behavior is not acceptable, given that the USS Mahan was operating international waters.
The Pentagon said radio communication with Iranian vessels failed to slow them. Another incident involving warning shots occurred in August after an Iranian fast-attack craft approached two U.S. warships in similar fashion. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn said Monday his government will not release leading opposition figure Merara Gudina of the Oromo Federalist Congress Party, detained under the country's state of emergency, even after he met with European lawmakers Monday in Belgium.
He conspired with those armed struggling groups sitting down to change government unconstitutionally. So this will not be allowed wherever and by whatever means it comes.
Merara, one of thousands detained under Ethiopia's state of emergency declared last October after widespread, sometimes deadly, anti-government protests. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara Monday dismissed the heads of the army, police, and gendarme after a two-day military mutiny by soldiers demanding wage hikes. This is VOA News.